Hi everyone, welcome to the second episode of I Don't Want to See That with Carrie
and Kevin.
Welcome listeners.
Hello.
How are you today, Kevin?
I'm great, Carrie. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm really interested to see how the second episode goes.
Yeah, we made it to a second episode, if you can believe it.
Hurrah. Thank you to all 16 listeners that tuned into our first podcast, which I was actually very excited about.
Are you telling me we have tens of listeners?
We have tens of listeners, Kevin. And you know what? Mostly because we ask them for feedback, which I really appreciate. You know, we're both new to this. I think we're dipping our toes in, and so it's nice to have those people who will serve as our sounding boards, so to say. So thank you.
Yeah, that's a good point, Carrie. We are not professionals in any sense. So we're not professional movie reviewers. We're just two friends who love seeing movies that we don't want to see.
Correct.
And we're not professional podcasters.
Far from it.
Case in point, in our first episode, I lambasted you when you said that I was squishing your dreams rather than squashing your dreams.
That's correct.
And I'm using the word lambasted correctly this time around, because in that same first episode, Carrie, I used the word lambasted to incorrectly describe how I had been inundated by movie previews for Free Guy.
And now we're changing the title of this podcast to Self-Loathing with Carrie.
And Kevin.
Welcome. I think, you know, we both made mistakes, and that was okay. You know, episode number one, we're not professionals at all. So if you listen to that first episode and didn't pick up on any of those mistakes that we did, thank you. Appreciate it. Most of you said it was a fun podcast. So I hope that you continue to listen and tune in. And actually, this week, we might actually lose some people.
All right. So you said most of you. So how many of the 16 didn't say that they enjoyed it?
Nobody did. I'm just saying I didn't hear feedback.
Nobody
from
said
that
they enjoyed
many.
It. Got it.
Yeah. But, you know, I'm hoping that we'll continue to receive support from our friends, the people we do know. But we're going to get some listeners that we don't know. And that would be fun, too. But we're always looking for feedback. So make sure that you follow us on our social feeds. And you can always send us an email if you want to. It is idwtstpod@gmail.com.
Now, Carrie, despite all of the unprofessionalism so far, so early, this podcast, not only have we gotten tens of listeners, but we've had a global reach after just one episode.
Tell me more, Kevin.
Yeah, if you can believe it, the movie that we're going to be discussing in this episode comes from a suggestion from a listener in Germany.
And I think that listener deserves a shout out.
Go for it.
Guten Tag, Trace.
Trace, Guten Tag.
AKA Dinadog on Twitter. Hi, Trace. Thanks so much for listening, and thanks for your recommendation of Paw Patrol the movie.
Oh my God. Carrie, I have to admit, this movie wasn't even on my radar as a movie I didn't want to see. That's how much I don't want to see it.
And that's accurate because you don't have children.
No.
As someone who has a kid, this movie was definitely on my radar. And I don't want to see it, but I don't have a choice. I live with a 3-year-old, and as many of you might know, 3-year-olds are highly opinionated beings. And my 3-year-old especially is opinionated when it comes to Paw Patrol. So opinionated, in fact, that we've already seen this movie. We being me and my 3-year-old.
You've already seen it.
I've already seen it. I couldn't hold it back. I'm sorry. But we didn't go to the theater for this showing. You know, the coronavirus is still out there. COVID's still a thing. So I was really hesitant to take him to his first theater experience. But luckily for us, thanks, Paw Patrol the movie, they're streaming it on Paramount Plus. So I've seen this movie in bits and pieces probably 5 times since last weekend.
All right, so you've seen this movie essentially 5 times, and yet you were giving me crap last week for seeing Avengers Endgame in the theaters 5 times.
Little different. little different. It's probably a movie you wanted to see versus being held hostage by a 3-year-old demanding.
Well, your 3-year-old wanted to see
it. A cinematic experience out of it. So this is going to be an interesting episode because, as you can hear, I have a history with Paw Patrol. I've known this universe, so to speak, for about 2 years.
How many years?
Two. Because you know, just being exposed to it on children's TV and with my son just loving Paw Patrol. It's something that we have on almost every single day. It's like his number one request. So
you're familiar with it. Whereas yes. I'm going into it completely blind.
Yeah. And so Kevin has no background to the wonderful, wonderful world of Adventure Bay. And the pups, and even that theme song that will get stuck in your head next week and a half.
So, yeah, you're right. I don't have any background, but I decided to take it upon myself to just jot down characters that I think are going to appear in Paw Patrol.
Let's hear it.
So, okay, I Paw Patrol, okay, the dogs or puppies or whatever, and I'm patrol, I think police. So I'm thinking it's a police squad. Probably headed up by Sheriff Bones.
Right. And is this Sheriff Bones is the head dog, right? You think? Because yes. there's like a, well, I don't want to give too much away.
Fine. Deputy Sheriff Bones.
No, it's not the dog, whatever. There is a head dog, I guess, quotes I'm doing. But I just wanted to know if you're referring to the human.
Oh, there's humans in this.
Yes, there are. But there's like a human that's associated with the Paw Patrol.
Okay.
So you got to give me a guess on his name too. But we're going with the dog's names.
Right, yeah, now, I didn't know that there were humans. So, okay.
Yep.
Sheriff Bones.
Okay.
Is the leader.
Sheriff. I'm writing this down.
And his right paw dog, Deputy Dalmatian.
Deputy Dalmatian. Okay.
Is that one of the characters?
No. Go ahead.
All right. Next one. Sergeant Howell.
Okay.
Okay.
I wish I had like printouts of the dogs because then I would like hold them up to see which one you think is who. But okay. Anyways, keep going. Sergeant Howell. I'm writing these down.
Okay. The next one I have, I think this next one is more of a political statement by the creators of Paw Patrol. They named this one Officer Ruff. And I'm assuming... This is their way to explain his excessive use of force on the show.
This no longer sounds like a children's movie. It sounds like a porn. Officer Ruff. Pun intended.
Get your mind out of the gutter, Carrie.
You know, you have to go to some places when you're talking about kid shows and what kind of puns they make. There is a kid show out there called Blaze and the Monster Machines, and it's about monster trucks. And Blaze's tagline, so to say, is "Let's Blaze."
All right, so the monster trucks are getting high on the show.
They're going really, really fast, Kevin. But
and going really, really high.
So Officer Ruff, you know, fits right into that kind of genre, I guess.
Yeah, Officer Ruff, and then the last one that I think shows up is Admiral Bark. And this one's a little bit of a stretch because I don't know why they would name a character Admiral Bark, because an admiral is a commander of a naval squadron.
Well, you're in the right ballpark actually with that one. There is an aquatic based member of the Paw Patrol.
Okay. A sea
that's
otter?
That's the only part that you're accurate about, not the name, not anything else. But one of them does. His talents and gifts lies within the sea.
His talents and gifts lie within the sea.
Great. I don't know how else to explain it.
Have you been blazing with the monster trucks, Carrie?
I've been talking to Officer Ruff.
Oh my god. I need to give you some privacy?
No, definitely not. I'm just so... interested to see where this goes after you see this movie, Kevin.
And I am so interested to just get this over.
I think it's hilarious. This is the whole point of the show, right? It's like we're going to be exploring these movies that we definitely would not see, and we're watching them. So here we are watching a kids movie, and I mean, we'll see what happens, but I'm just really interested to see what the reaction is from Kevin, how he thinks the animation's going to look, what his favorite character is, what he thinks of the plot, which I'm sure is just going to be riveting. So stay tuned. I think we're gonna take a little break. We're gonna watch the movie. I'm gonna actually watch the whole movie. Kevin's gonna watch it for the first time, and we'll come back with our reactions. So stay tuned.
Let's blaze. Kevin, and I really didn't want to see that.
Now, Kevin, before we go any further and dive deeper into the world of Paw Patrol, we're going to give our thumbs up, thumbs down of the movie at the top of the second segment, and then we'll go into spoilers. So if you really, really, really want to see this movie, you'll hear our opinions, and then you can pause and come back after you've seen the movie to see if you agree, disagree with us, and hear the spoilers. So Kevin.
No, I didn't want to see it, and I regret wasting 90 minutes of my life seeing Paw Patrol the movie. So thank you again to Trace for encouraging this garbage on me.
Okay, it wasn't garbage, okay? Coming at it as a mom, I've definitely seen worse. So
have you?
Yes, I have.
As far as movies?
As far as children's programming, yes, I've seen worse. So I don't think it's terrible. I think that if you have a kid, yeah, I would see it. But I would stream it. I would not go to the theater to see it. So
I think if you have a kid and they're aware of Paw Patrol, then you have no choice in the matter.
Correct.
But if you
100% correct.
If you have a kid and they don't know about Paw Patrol,
stay far, far away.
You have done a good job as a parent. And I'm sorry, Carrie. I guess that means that you've not done a good job as a parent.
I've done a fine job, okay? No. You know, Paw Patrol, again, in the world of children's programming, I don't think it's the worst thing I've ever seen. So I'm okay with it. Him watching the show, and there's a lot of good morals in it. And the movie is just an extension of that. It's just three episodes of Paw Patrol put together. So it's fine. Would I go see it as an adult? Would I pull a Kevin and see it as an adult? No, I would not. But we all make our choices in life now, don't we?
We were forced into this choice.
Thanks, Trace. Okay, so for any of you who actually do want to see the movie, I would encourage you to pause now because we're going to get into some spoilers of the movie. So
I don't know that you can really spoil this movie, but I guess we're going to just dive into it.
Yeah, we're going to talk about the world of Paw Patrol.
There's no real twist.
Yeah.
Nothing to really spoil.
There's a new Paw Patrol member.
Okay, yeah, sure.
Spoiler alert.
I guess you have a point there. I understood that from watching the film.
Yeah.
I don't even want to use the word film. This is not a film. This was a movie. This was a kid's movie.
An extended episode.
It really like was. I said. Yeah, I definitely see what you mean. It kind of reminds me of like the Simpsons movie where it was, you know, almost three separate episodes mm-hmm. that just kind of combined together to make one episode. So at the start, there was that thrilling opening scene where we see this little baby turtle narrowly avoided getting run over by this big rig truck driven by this character voiced by Tyler Perry.
Yeah, that was okay. Let's stop and talk about that right now. There were a lot of mega stars who were voices in this, and that was surprising to me. I mean, kind of, but not really. They always give big talent attached to these kids' movies to have appeal, not for the kids' sake, but for the adults' sake, right? So
yeah, I was definitely in when I found out that Kim Kardashian was one of the voices.
Dax Shepard, Jimmy Kimmel, Randall Park, Tyler Perry, you know, these are big names. So could you tell? I didn't know that was Tyler Perry until you told me.
Uh-uh.
No clue. So the only person I feel like I knew the voice was Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah. I only knew that Jimmy Kimmel was in it because I follow him on Instagram and he like shared a post or a story that he was in it. Because he has two kids and they're about your son's age and mm-hmm. then they're big Paw Patrol fans.
Right. And the reason I know that it was him is because my son made me watch the clip of him and that one line about 50 times where he says, dare I say, poop. And now my son walks around saying that line. Saying poop over and over again. So thank you, Jimmy Kimmel, who's definitely not listening.
No.
But
no. We should hope that he doesn't listen to this.
Sorry, Jimmy, to bring you into this.
Yeah, so this big rig truck avoids hitting the turtle, but he like is about to go over a bridge after avoiding hitting the turtle. So like half of the big rig is hanging over the bridge, and this one character says that he's the truck driver is in a particular precarious predicament.
Yes, that's Captain Turbot's line. And Captain Turbot...
So that's a recurring character.
It's a recurring character, and he talks in alliterations all the time. I wish he would have made more of an appearance, but go on. He's one of my favorite characters from the show.
All right, well, yeah, so this particular precarious predicament requires a rescue, and that's where we get the introduction of the Paw Patrol. And I learned that it's not just a bunch of law enforcement dogs. It's a group of various search and rescue first responder pups led by what appears to be a first grader named Ryder.
Hence the human element that I was trying to allude to.
Got it. Got it.
Yeah, Ryder.
Ryder, and he's a first grader.
I don't know how, I don't know how old he is, to be truthful. So, like, the show, too, has this... Like, so it's been on for some time, and Ryder's voice has noticeably changed, has gotten lower as the years have gone by. So I don't know if they use the same voice actor or they use a different one, and they're trying to show that he grows up, but...
I see.
So he's grown.
Okay, so he's gone from kindergarten to first grade, is what you're saying.
And his voice dropped in first grade, so, you know. Yeah. early bloomer.
Yeah, so then we're introduced to the pups and the actual names...
Despite Kevin's best efforts.
Yeah, there was no Sheriff Bones or Officer Ruff. But their names, it's, to me, I noticed that it's kind of a play on their respective emergency service profession. So you've got Chase, who is the leader, and he's a police dog. So I'm Chase, I'm guessing.
Mm-hmm.
Then you've got Marshall. The Dalmatian, right? I think he's a Dalmatian.
Yep.
And he's a fire marshal dog.
Yep. And, well, Dalmatian, because that's firefighters and Dalmatians are associated as well. So. And
then you've got Sky, who's an aviation pilot.
Mm-hmm.
You've
girl
got...
Girl power. Hashtag girl power.
You've got Rocky, who I guess is recycling?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Correct.
Then there's Rubble.
On the double.
Who does construction.
Yep.
And then finally, you've got the aquatic member, not Admiral Bark, but Zuma.
Zuma. His talents and gifts lie within the water.
In the sea, I believe.
In the sea. That's the most eloquent description of Zuma to ever exist, by the way.
And that's the introduction. So for people who are unfamiliar with Paw Patrol, as I was, you get a nice introduction of all of these characters right off the bat.
Yeah, and to be honest, they do have a lot of reoccurring characters in the show. So the pups and Ryder, obviously, Captain Turbot's in there. Mayor Humdinger, who's the proverbial bad guy in this, he's a reoccurring character.
Yeah, he's your antagonist in this movie.
And then Mayor Goodway makes an appearance, who's the mayor of Adventure Bay, where the Paw Patrol is from. She just makes like one or two like real quick segments.
Is she the one with the chicken in her purse?
That's correct. Chickaletta.
So the chicken has a name.
The chicken has a name.
Jesus.
And is the subject of many of the antics of the Paw Patrol in the show. So, and I'm surprised, to be honest. Let's take a second and think that Chickaletta could have been more of a major character. It's like...
Yeah, what a disappointment that we didn't see more of the chicken in a purse.
It's like the chicken in Moana. Or no, the pig in Moana. Did you see Moana?
I saw Moana. I remember the chicken in Moana.
Hey, hey is the chicken. And then the pig's name is Pua. And I was like, these are the
dare
cutest.
I say Pua?
That was not funny, but I laughed anyways. but the pig in Moana, I was like, this is the cutest little pig and the chicken. And they're going to be like the buddy, you know, the comic relief. And it ended up the pig stayed behind the whole entire movie. So... Just like Chickaletta and Paw Patrol, just forgotten. So, missed opportunity there. Just saying.
Sure.
if you say so, Carrie, if you say so. Just a real note, I wanted to bring up the animation of the movie versus the shows. And again, it's kind of evolved over...
I have to think the animation was better than
it
the
was
shows?
Better, so that's why, yeah. So, I was surprised. They made the pups look real, real. I did that in quotes again. Real, real.
Yeah, for our listeners who are watching the podcast.
We'll get there eventually, okay? We'll get there when we have like at least 25 listeners. All right. We'll produce a video. But I was noticing the pups just look really real. And one of the Rubble is the one, the bulldog. He looked ugly. And he's like cute in the show. Like he's a cute little animated
so
bulldog.
So he's uglier in the movie.
Yes, he does. Like his teeth are all kind of like, but he looks like a real bulldog. So I guess good job on that one. He looks like a real bulldog. So I wasn't expecting that. I was expecting more cartoony, but you know, they all looked like dogs.
Okay,
that's about all I can say about that. So.
As much of an animated dog can look like a dog, I suppose.
Right, exactly. Anyways, so did you have a favorite performance?
Oh, I mean, so many to name, really. No. I don't think I had any particular performance that was a favorite of mine.
No, no one stood out to you. Not even Chase. Poor Chase.
Oh, my God. I'll live a better life if I never have to hear Chase's on the case. I was tempted, after like the third time of that character saying, I guess his catchphrase, I was tempted to start tallying how many more times I was going to have to hear Chase is on the case.
Ooh, turn it into a drinking game. That's how you get through it.
That would actually be how to get through this movie, is just knowing what the little catchphrases are.
Yep. Chase is on this case. Rubble on the double. Let's take to the sky.
Paw Patrol is on a roll.
Yep.
And I would be on a roll.
Yep. I can't tell you how many times I've gotten that theme song stuck in my head. And then Doug and I will start singing it to each other.
Who's Doug?
My husband.
Oh, okay. Just wanted to make sure our listeners knew who you were talking about.
Doug is my husband, dear listeners. And you know, if you have little kids, that when you get a song stuck in your head, it's usually stuck in your partner's head too. So there will be off times where the child is not present in the room and we start humming some tune to ourselves. So,
all right, Carrie, I do have a question from the movie.
Okay.
And
I'll try my best to answer it.
I know that with movies in general, you kind of have to leave a certain sense of...
suspend reality.
I have to suspend reality. And yes. Obviously, for sure, in an animated movie with talking dogs, why do the dogs talk only? Like, there's that chicken in the press, doesn't say anything. There's these cat villains, they don't say anything.
The catastrophe crew, yes.
Oh, I see. So, Jesus.
Listen, this is knowledge that I never thought would come in handy for anything other than pleasing my 3-year-old. So the fact that we get to talk about this in a public forum is kind of interesting. So
the Paw Patrol is requested away from Adventure Bay. They operate from Adventure Bay.
Correct.
But in this movie, they are requested to come save Adventure City.
Yes.
From Mayor Humdinger,
who is
the protagonist, or the antagonist.
Yes, yeah.
When they arrive, they've already got these headquarters in Adventure City. It's like this high-tech tower, and the little joke, and I'm assuming it's because... it's a joke that's more directed, I think, to the adults. Because
mm-hmm.
One of the... I think it was Sky, was like, how do we pay for all this? And Ryder says that it was financed by officially licensed Paw Patrol merchandise that sells like hotcakes. And I think we discussed Paw Patrol is produced by this global toy and entertainment company that markets consumer products for children.
Do you hear that sound, Kevin? It's all of our listeners who are parents laughing and then crying because all of their money has left their pockets to fund the merchandising that they own of Paw Patrol.
Yeah, I mean, this is a smart move by that company to just to have Paw Patrol and just market these toys. And then you said there was even like offshoots of like there's Dino Patrol or something.
Yeah,
like
there's
that.
Like a Dino Rescue. Like they've evolved the series since it first came out to be. It's the same dogs. They've added like there's a Tracker now, and there's Everest who's like the snow pup. So they've added like a few pups, but they basically are the same pups, but in like different scenarios. So there's like a Dino Rescue, and there's like an Ultimate Rescue, and they've just expanded and expanded, and it's become, you know, this huge like empire of like merchandising that you just go to Target, and there's like a whole aisle of Paw Patrol stuff.
Well, they didn't leave any stone unturned in this movie, because in this movie it looks like all the the Paw Patrol members get like new vehicles too.
Yeah, well,
which means new toys to sell.
Right, and so that was an interesting thing about the newest Paw Patrol member, Liberty, who's introduced in this movie from the mean streets of Adventure City. Her vehicle comes up and it has a 22 on the back. And if you look that up, that means there have been 22 vehicles that have been introduced in the Paw Patrol world.
Wow.
Since its creation.
Why do you know this?
I just know things. I drink and I know things.
Now that's a reference from
Game of Thrones, right? Yes. Yeah. Good job. So another non-listener, Peter Dinklage. Shout out.
Shout out to Peter Dinklage.
He's definitely not listening to this podcast. But yeah, so, you know, think about there's 22 different vehicles potentially that a kid could own and obsess over. And they have like the garage, which is like this huge toy that it's crazy. It's crazy. And this is why they're so popular, is that it's catchy. It's fun.
It sells.
It appeals to kids who love, you know, police and firefighters and construction and dogs. Well, my son Will loves all of that. So it's definitely right up his alley. So, and if you're a parent like me and you need an outlet to answer these suspended reality questions that you may have about Paw Patrol, I have the solution for you.
What is that? Kevin,
there is a subreddit on Reddit called R Daniel Tiger Conspiracies. And this is a place for parents to come together and try to make sense of all the things we cannot explain in children's programming.
Well, that's a rabbit hole that I will not be joining you down, Carrie.
I think at some point you just kind of have to like ground yourself in something when you've been watching kids shows for so long, because you just are like, what is it? What am I doing with my life right now? And where I'm stuck watching this show about a first grader who has apparently an endless amount of money to fund puppy dogs who are EMS firefighters and police officers. So shout out to Daniel Tiger Conspiracies, because you go on there and you find posts like this one from whiskey_tornado. Questions I have about Paw Patrol. Where are Ryder's parents? Is this a Truman Show type deal? Why isn't Mayor Humdinger in prison? And to Kevin's point, why can't any other animal speak? Do humans and dogs live side by side? Does Ryder own the dogs? Or are they more like his roommates? So, you know, we're not alone in pondering these deep questions about what the hell is going on in Adventure Bay. I just think it's hilarious because it's, you know, like you watch these kid shows and you're like, what the hell is going on? And then there's now a place on the internet where we can all talk about how ridiculous everything is. So,
well, that movie was for sure ridiculous.
But this is the whole point of this podcast, right? We're here to watch these movies we definitely don't want to see, talk them over.
Can we rethink the format of this podcast 2 episodes in? I don't know if I can handle another Paw Patrol movie.
Well, I think that we don't have to do kids' movies. I mean, it's definitely something that it's a particular taste. And though I might be partaking because I have a kid, doesn't mean that you have to. You might have to find, you know, but I'm sure we'll come across movies that we like to do more than other movies too, you know, but definitely the next movie has to be kind of a palate cleanser to a kids movie.
Well, I mean, I almost feel like the movies that we want to see are going to be the palate cleansers for these movies that we don't want to see.
That's true.
Purposes of this podcast.
That's very true. Okay. So that was our review about Paw Patrol. I don't know when the next episode will be. We'll have to think about what that is and what movie we might not want to see next.
Yeah, and I shudder to even put it out there, but, you know, this one was a listener suggestion, so if any of our other listeners have movies that they think that we should see that we probably wouldn't want to see, send them our way. I guess we might check it out.
Yeah, we have to get our ideas from somewhere, Kevin.
Oh, God.
So, again, thank you, Trace, for your wonderful recommendation.
Wonderful. She's doing it in air quotes again.
I love my air quotes. Wonderful recommendation. And again, follow us on social media if you're so inclined. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter at IDWTSTpod.
And TikTok, right?
And TikTok. I haven't done anything on TikTok yet, so
we probably won't.
We're going to have to learn some TikTok dances. Jeez.
Are there any Paw Patrol dances that we could learn?
Yes, there is, Kevin, actually.
Damn it, why did I ask this question?
It's called the Pup Pup Boogie, and it's like their version of DDR, so we can learn the Pup Pup Boogie dance.
All right, maybe the Pup Pup Boogie dance.
Do the Pup Pup Boogie.
Oh, there's a song, too.
Yeah, there's a song. Maybe. Another song to get stuck in your head, that's all.
Maybe that'll be our TikTok video.
Well, before Kevin starts to bang his head against the table, we'll end this. So thanks for listening. Thanks for listening this week, and we'll see you later.
Thank you all.
Bye.